وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا باسي, حفظك الله تعالى. In this case, my dear brother, if he keeps his hair out of necessary because he cannot shave it, if he shaves it, he will be damaged, he keep it like Caliph Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he needs first to take care of it according to his ability, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to keep his hair, he used to put the oil for it, he used to comb it, he used to make it beautiful. That's why we say this hukm applied for those people who they know how to beautify themselves and how they take care of themselves. You understand? So no problem, he can keep it inshallah, and you know, he need to wear his kupiya, he need to wear his imama, whatever, so he doesn't imitate it, not a kuffar, not a fusaq, not a woman, you understand? So he be careful from copying these things. Then after that, my dear brother, regarding the ghusl, he need to take it off in every single janaba. If he's washing him, if he takes shower for janaba, no option for him, he must open it completely, you understand? You know? If he takes shower of janaba, he must take it off completely, and we don't compare him with the woman at all. In Hadith Umm Salama, when the Prophet said, if you take janaba, no need to open your dhafair. If you take for hayd, you open it. This doesn't apply for the man in this situation, 100%. You understand? Wajib on him to open his hair and be sure that the water will enter to the skin of his head. You understand? Barakallahu fiqh.